Hey everybody, it's Becky Davidson, and I want to welcome you to this special edition of the Rising Above Ministries podcast. We know that so many of you are at home, isolating yourself away from other people right now as you're trying to protect your children and your family from the coronavirus. And we know how isolating that can be. And we also know the extra stresses that that puts on you as the caregiver. So I had a conversation with my friend, Sandra Peoples. And Sandra is an amazing special needs mom and a special needs sibling. And she has so many great resources for the caregiver. So she and I had a conversation just this week, just talking about ways that you can care for the caregiver. Just some different things that you as a caregiver can do to put in place to help alleviate some of the stress and to do some things for yourself to help you to be able to carry through and do all the things that the extra things that you're going to need to do during this season. So I know you're going to love hearing her heart. We're going to share so many resources that she already has available to help you as a caregiver during this time. So enjoy this conversation that I got to have with my friend, Sandra Peoples. Hey, Sandra, thank you so much for joining me short notice here today. I'm honored.
I'm so glad we can still chat virtually.
I know. We can social distance more than 6.5 feet, right?
Yeah. We're in the same time zone, though. So, you know, we're
that
still
is true.
Close.
That is true. Well, you know, I heard you last night through Facebook Live. You did a Facebook Live video about self-care during this time. And I thought this morning, you know, I got up and we're just kind of readjusting what we're doing at Rising Above since we can't meet together right now. It's like we have a great opportunity to come to people virtually, come to our families virtually. And so I thought, oh, you have got just a wealth of wisdom for special needs parents who, you know, who are generally stressed out to the max, just doing our day to day. But now we've got more on our plates. And so I just thought, man, what a great conversation to have. So I appreciate you being willing to do this on short notice. And I can't wait for our listeners to hear your wealth of knowledge on self-care, the importance of self-care for special needs parents.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I know that you have a Facebook group mm-hmm. that's more geared towards moms, and it's called, what is it? Self-care for the special
Self-care needs mom? For the special needs mom. Yeah.
And you've had that going for quite a while.
I have a couple, like 2.5 years. And so, you know, I went through a season a few years ago where Lee was working 3 jobs. I was working 3 jobs because we were in the middle of church planting. I was homeschooling David. James was having a really stressful school year. He's our son who's 12 now, who has autism. And I was just completely overwhelmed. And I just thought, this is not the easy burden that Jesus promised. You know, he said, my burden is light. And that's not what I was experiencing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of rehauled life at my house. And I said, I've got to put some systems in place that make life easier for us. I've got to take better care of myself, whatever that looks like, whatever season I'm in, mm-hmm. you know, and just set up these routines. And so when I'm talking about self-care, especially for special needs moms like us, like I'm not talking about ignore your kids and take a bubble bath.
You're right. Like, that doesn't happen. Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Like yeah. My focus verse for this is John 15:5, where it says, he's the vine, we're the branches, and we can do nothing apart from him. And so that's what I'm leaning into, that idea that I have to rely on God every day to supply yeah. what I need. And that's going to include rest, and that's going to include peace. And so I need to put some things into place that create that for me and for my husband and for my kids. And so yeah. our whole house runs smoother.
Yeah. So what are some of those things? You know, we're in a time right now like we've never seen in our lifetime. And I asked my 83-year-old mother the other day, I said, Mom, have you ever seen anything like this in your life? And she said, never. You know, in her lifetime, she's never seen anything. And aside of whatever people believe or hype or what, you know, whatever they think, this is where we are. And right. for those of us who have children who are medically fragile, who, you know, my son has a seizure disorder. If he gets the flu, we end up most of the time in the hospital.
Yeah. You
know, so flu season, we're extra careful. And with this, we don't really know what we're dealing with. And so I know so many parents are just feeling kind of this pressure cooker of the isolation is getting already more and more. And so what are some things that you would recommend to the listeners of things that you can do that practically do for self-care, especially during the season we're in right now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question because it is on all of our minds. And our days look different from our evenings. You know, like I think the evening is a time for that kind of self-care that we're talking about. Like, can you go to bed early? Can you read a book? Those more traditional things. Mm-hmm. But our days need to look like systems and routines and rhythms that are going to help keep everybody happy. Like at my house, James, when he's out of school and out of his routine for an extended period of time, like he is now, his anxiety cranks up.
Mm-hmm. I know several parents are dealing with that already right now.
Yeah, his sensory needs are at an all-time high. And so our days are more stressful. And so if I can do things that make our days easier, mm-hmm. then that's what I want to do. And so some of the things that includes for us, like on Sunday evenings, I menu plan for the whole week. And I have what I call like theme days. Mm. And so, you know, like Taco Tuesday. So we have Mexican food every Tuesday. And so I don't have to pick from 100 different recipes on Tuesday. I just think, oh, we're having Mexican food. Here it is, you know? Right. And then like right now we're in a season where we're having to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner mm-hmm. for our kids who are normally at school and now they're home. And so I have a few recipes that I call my quick meals, like things that everybody likes that are real easy to make, like sloppy joes.
You right.
know, I'm not talking about anything special.
You're not filet mignon and baked potato. Yeah. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tater tots, you know, like anything James will eat, whether that's like bagel bites, you know? And so that is self-care where you just say, I'm going to plan these meals mm-hmm. for the week and I'm going to make that so it, one thing I talk about a whole lot is decision fatigue.
Yes, yes.
And special needs parents experience, even in a normal week, we experience this at much higher levels because, you know, like I get dressed, I decide what I wear, and then I have to turn around and decide what James is going to wear,
absolutely.
Right? He can't dress himself. He can't pick out his clothes. I have to decide what I'm eating and what he's eating, like when I'm packing his lunch.
Right.
So anything I can put on autopilot decreases that decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. And so at a time like this, when you're having to make even more important decisions than you are in a normal week, you've got to put those things on autopilot to decrease decision fatigue. And so another thing that I do is on Mondays, I wear the same shirt every Monday. And I call it my Monday uniform. And I even created a shirt. So that other families can just say, okay, when I wake up on Monday morning, I don't even have to think about what I'm going to wear. I'm just going to put on this shirt and start the day.
Done. Yeah.
It's done. Yeah. And so I have a podcast called Self-Care and Soul Care for the Caregiver. And so it's a little bit broader, even for wives who are taking care of their husbands and just a lot of us will be in this season. Yeah. Like, for extended time like you and I are, or shorter time. And so I just hope that I can keep encouraging these families to create these systems and rhythms and routines and just make life easier.
So you talked about you have the group where you have what you were just talking about. Where is that? Where can people find that?
The Facebook group?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. And they can come to sandrapeoples.com/ podcast has links to all the episodes, and then there's links to the Facebook group as well. And we're like there's like 1,500 members in there now.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, we've been at it for a while and really have a good core team. So there are some questions that people have to answer because it's the Facebook group specifically is for women. So we may talk about things like premenopause or menopause. Right. And so I keep men out of that group.
Yeah.
But anybody's welcome to listen to the podcast, you know, and get that information. And so what happens on the podcast gets supported in the Facebook group throughout the week. Just discussions we're starting there, we carry on over, and then it really kind of all comes together when we're talking about these topics that I'm figuring these things out as I go too. Yeah. And so I just think, if I can do it and figure it out and then turn around and help the next family coming behind me, that's really the whole goal.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the beautiful thing is that when we do find things that work for us, to be able to go to somebody else, to share that and go, okay, look, this, it may not work for you. This is what worked for me. Give it a try. There's certain things in my life. It's like, you know, John Alex is on a special diet, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, sugar-free, everything free. It's Jeff used to joke, everything free, you know. but for me, you know, whatever I cook for him for dinner is what he's going to have for lunch the next day. Mm-hmm. And he's fine with that, you know. Yeah. And so that cuts down on my cooking for him.
Yeah.
I will cook meat for him in bulk and then freeze it. And then I don't have to, I'm not constantly, you know, I can pull up some of the meat out and then have the vegetables on the side. And, you know, that is something that I do to help me try to make it through all the day to day being a, you know, single mom and working full time and whatnot. So what are some of the other things that you recommend? You're recommending, I know you said you've got when we were talking before, you've got a checklist. That where can people find this checklist and what are some of the things that you have on that?
Well, it's at sandrapeoples.com and it's on the blog. And so they can, there's probably just maybe one or two things above it now if they scroll through the blog entries. And the first thing that I suggest during this time is to pick a verse that's so going to comfort you, that you can meditate on, whether that's, you know, Psalm 23 is one that I return to. And it just says, he is with me. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you just pick one phrase out of a chapter like Psalm 23, and you just continue to remind yourself of that truth. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, the second thing, go to the pharmacy. If you have not gone to the pharmacy yet to get the meds that your family needs, you don't want to be standing in line next week with people who are there for whatever they may have.
Yeah.
So I recently cleaned out my medicine cabinet and got rid of anything that was expired, you know, and so I'm even stocking up on, like, if we get a stomach bug while we're we're not quarantined, but while we're social distancing,
right?
I want to have Gatorade and those kind of things on hand so that we're not having to run out and stand in line at the drugstore with people who have who knows what diagnosis. And
exactly.
So, like, that's kind of my, if you can get to the drugstore and get the meds that you need or the supplements that you need, like in our family, we take elderberry, vitamin C, melatonin, like go ahead and get those things if you can.
Yeah.
And then start talking about, like, I'm making a 2-week meal plan in case, you know, we end up finding out that we did have contact. We're outside of Houston, and my husband's a pastor, so we're around a lot of people who potentially have this just in the normal week. So if something were to happen and we had to really kind of focus in at home for 14 days, I want to make sure that we have the food that we need. And then while I'm making that food, I'm doubling it and freezing part of it.
That's a great idea.
And then I'm also making a list of the people who we know who are vulnerable, who may not be able to get out, to at least check on them and to encourage them. I mean, you and I know the loneliness of this.
Absolutely.
And other people haven't experienced that in the same way that we have. And you and I have these resources like Facebook groups and the things that we share already in place that are going to reach more people. But, you know, in our church, we have widows and widowers and people who are at home alone and who have never experienced this level of social isolation. Yes.
And for those of, you know, like I have people checking on me all the time. You know, I really do. I'm very, very blessed. In fact, yesterday it was so sweet. We didn't go to church yesterday because we watched online and a couple from church who I've known for years, but it's not someone that I would just on a weekly basis or even monthly basis talk to, but they sent me a text.
No.
And they just said, we're at the grocery store right now. You came to our mind. Is there anything we can get for you?
That's awesome.
And, you know, I didn't need anything, but I told them, I said, you have no idea what that text meant to me just to know, hey, somebody saw me and was thinking about me. And I think in this season, especially for those, you know, of course, my heart now is so for the single parent, because we don't have anybody, you know, I'm at home with a nonverbal child, you know? Yeah. And so, it is critical that I reach out, or people reach out to me. If I start feeling vulnerable or start feeling, you know, my mind spiraling down into the pit, to be brave enough to just reach out to somebody and go, hey, I just need to talk to somebody, you know, I just need to have, and with technology today, you know, even though you're in Houston, we're able to have this conversation. We're doing it via video so I can see you, you know? And so I think that when God places somebody on your heart, shoot them a text. You have no idea what that can do for them.
Yeah. Yeah. We've experienced that. We know. And so families like ours, we should be the first ones if we're able to start checking on other people, you know, and sending a text is such an easy
thing to do. It's
so easy. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So what are you, what are some things you're going to be having coming out? You know, I know you've already planned ahead. I know that for those of us who are going to be at home, that we're going to be looking for resources of just things to stay off the news. And so what are some of the upcoming podcasts and things that you have coming up in the next few weeks for people who are being isolated that they can be looking forward to?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you and I both travel.
Yes.
Right. And so our speaking schedules for the next few months were set, and now they're all gone.
We're home. Yeah.
We're home. We're right. Home. And so
it's really strange, isn't it?
It is. You know, we usually get to see each other in person a little bit throughout the year. And so that does free up my time to really to put out some more resources. Mm-hmm. And so there were some things I was really excited about, because, as you know, I'm a special needs sibling as well as a special needs mom. And so I had been working on some things specifically for siblings that I'm excited about. And I think I'm going to do some prayer challenges throughout the year. I do 14 days in February to pray for your spouse, and then in August to pray for your special needs child. And so I think I'm going to do a series of praying for the special needs siblings in your family. I think that'd be really exciting. And they're home with us, right?
Yes.
And so we have this opportunity to even get some quality time in that maybe we haven't. And so I'm trying to see the benefits of this time where my boys are 14 and 12. And so they're coming out of school and they're home, and how can I take advantage of this time? And so I hope to put out some things that maybe are some good conversation starters for parents.
I think that's great.
When your kids are in this stage of being a special needs sibling, here are the things that are on their mind that you may want to talk to them about. And then when they're teenagers, there's different topics. When they transition into adulthood, there's different conversations. And so that's just really been on my heart lately. And this may be the perfect opportunity for parents to have some conversations with the typical kids in their homes to see how they're feeling, kind of get a barometer on what they need to do to support each other. And so
what are there specific things that you are going to be putting into place in your home? Because I know a lot of families, like, you know, when their typical children are involved, I know your son is in plays and is involved in other things like that. Well, they're not going to be doing that right now.
Yeah.
So do you already have some strategies in place of what you're going to do to help your son without special needs during this time where he's at home with his brother with autism? I mean, that it's going to present new challenges for those who have typicals and special, you know, the special needs in the same house. So do you have some tips or some things that you're going to do to help your son during this time?
Yeah, I think one of the things I want to do is maybe work on some of those things we don't normally have time for. Like, he'll join me in the kitchen. Hey, let's make dinner together. Mm. And we're big gardeners. And because we're outside of Houston, we're already planting our garden. And so he's going to be out there with me doing the gardening stuff, getting it ready. So we're excited about that. But then even like a movie marathon, you know, just something that seems easy, but hey, you know, let's put James to bed at 7:30, and then let's start up that movie that we always say that we want to watch and never have time for. And then Lee and I can really take turns with David. So if I'm with James and need to focus on him, then Lee can do things with David that may feel just a little more special, you know. And even if you just call it something different, even if you just say, hey, it's popcorn and movie night, then that feels more special.
It does.
Than just, hey, we've got nothing else to do, so let's watch a movie.
Watch a movie. Yeah, I'll make time for you now because, you know, I don't have to do anything else.
And, right.
Yeah. And it's like what you were talking about, you know, gardening. That is not, you know, it's not like we're can't get out of our homes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, going outside is a great thing, especially right now. And so, unfortunately, our weather's not so hot right now, but it should be better towards the end of the week. But that's even with John Alex. One of the things I have been thinking about wanting to do with him is like, let's plant some things and see how they grow. And those are things that even he and I can do together. I think this is going to be an opportunity for us to just kind of stop.
Yeah.
And to step back. I know already before any of this was even on the radar, I felt like God was telling me that this was my year of no. And that I was really to step back from pushing and going and doing, and to just to only say yes to what I felt. I have three things that I know that I'm supposed to do, and to do only those things. And so I think God's just making that more available for us to be able to actually do that. And so finding those opportunities, I think one of the things I think you said in your video is the perspective, you know, looking at, yeah, we can look at this and we can look at our situation and we can say, oh, it's so hard. And, you know, quite honestly, I've even seen some memes that parents have put up, and it's like, well, now you know what my life is like all the time. It's like, you know, let's not do that. Let's be positive about this and go to find the things to be thankful for, to find the ways that God is showing up in all of this. We're gonna all feel so much better if we can handle it that way instead of the woe is me. And it's hard on everybody.
Yeah.
But let's try to keep our attitude in being positive and encouraging each other.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we experienced Hurricane Harvey here in Houston a couple years ago. And in the aftermath of that, I was amazed at how people came together and how they, you know, supported each other. And you guys in your community recently had those tornadoes.
Absolutely.
It's all the same thing. And I just feel like this is an even bigger opportunity for us to share the love that we have, the hope that we have, and be a light, you know?
Absolutely. I mean,
we don't have to be on Facebook, woe is me, all the time.
I could not.
We can be honest, but we can say, I have hope, no matter what's going on. And so that's what we guide people through. And one of the things that I love to even tell my boys is we remember what God has done, and
absolutely,
he never failed us. And you attest to that in so many ways. And you think you can face the future with hope because you know he's been there for you throughout everything that you've been through, everything we've been through.
Yes.
And so this is our opportunity to step up and to say, God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is the first time your family has experienced a challenge, we can testify to God's faithfulness in challenges and just show them the joy that we can still have in Christ.
Even when it doesn't make sense, you know, like even when we're like, okay, things don't make sense. He still is there. This did not take him by surprise, you know, and so I think keeping our minds focused on, you know, if I'm scrolling through Facebook all the time, if I'm doing Google searches all the time, well, that's what's where my mind is going to go. And I've been guilty. I've been, especially over the weekend, but I felt myself kind of shifting, and it was like, okay, I had to, you know, I think we're in this, you know, people are hoarding toilet paper and sanitizers and things like that. And it can get us in that mind of scarcity and we're not going to have enough. And I had to yesterday just go, you have everything you need.
Yeah.
You're not going to go without. You are, you know, you're good. And I think just almost doing that self-talk of just going, when we start going, oh my goodness, and the fear starts creeping in. Having those arsenal of verses ready.
Yeah.
You know, like you talked about having a key verse to help us through, man, that's going to just, when we have that ready to pull up and speak it out loud, then it just shuts down.
Right.
That fear and those lies.
And that's the self-care I'm talking about. You know, like that's the message that, like you said, I've got to turn this off.
Yeah.
I've got to walk away from it and focus. And that's huge self-care for you.
Absolutely.
Getting outside, like you talked about. I mean, these are, we have to pay attention to how our bodies and our minds are reacting. And we've got to be kind to ourselves and
Absolutely.
Say, what do you need right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I try not to drink Dr. Pepper, but I'm going to give in to that.
It's okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to take more walks and I'm going to, you know, try to do some stretches, but I need to be kind to myself
mm-hmm.
during
yes.
these coming weeks. And that may include a daily Dr. Pepper, right?
And, you know, and I think that's the thing is like, I think having grace upon grace for
yeah.
each other, you know, and for ourselves and for other people around us, you know, just to go, we're just going to extend grace and to others and to ourselves and go, you know what? Things are going to look different. Things are, you know, we're not going to, things in my life are already looking different. Things
yeah.
in your life are already looking different. And to just go, okay, if I'm going to have a Dr. Pepper, it is okay.
So. It is okay. Yeah, it's totally okay. And even having grace when we're out stocking up on toilet paper, not
yeah.
taking it all, but
yeah.
getting what we need, you know, because you and I have similar personalities
we're preparers. Yeah.
Right. And so like I have friends who just started texting me last week. What are you doing? Well, I can tell you what I did 3 weeks ago.
How funny. You're ahead of the game more though yeah. so than me. Yeah.
But you know, like James isn't fully potty trained. And I can't just go get what he needs because of his size. And so a few weeks ago I had to think, okay, do I have enough of these pull-ups to get us through the nights that are coming
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
And it's not too late. I'm not trying to scare anybody
right.
into thinking, oh, I should have done things 3 weeks ago. But, you know, you and I have had time to process this just because we've been a little more aware
yeah.
of what was coming and the fear that can come along with that.
Right.
To talk ourselves through it,
mm-hmm.
and now we're able to be encouragers because we're kind of on that side of it. We've passed the panic, and now we can talk people and be encouraging and just say, let's, like you said, that we don't need to have a scarcity mindset.
Exactly.
God is a God of abundance.
Yes.
And that's abundant grace, abundant love, abundant peace.
Yes.
And we can hold on to that.
Totally, totally agree. Totally agree. Well, you know, we're going to put all of the links to all of your resources that you have available, because I think in these coming weeks, you're going to be a great asset and resource to moms, especially who are, you know, when we have caregivers who are not coming in or we don't have the extra help, then we just need to have those resources available to go, okay, just a little shot in the arm here.
Yeah.
There is hope. I'm not alone. We're going to do this together. Everything's
yeah.
okay. And we will point everyone to your resources. You also have some books. Tell us about the books that you have out because people may be looking for something to read right now.
Yeah.
So tell about your books.
Yeah. The most recent one is Unexpected Blessings. And actually, if you're an Amazon Prime person, you can read it on your Kindle for free right now.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to even wait for a delivery man to come bring it
That's
to you.
That's awesome.
So it's set up, you know, the publisher controls those kind of things.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how long it lasts or what's going to change about it. But I thought, well, that's exciting because I am, one of my self-care things is reading.
Yes.
And so I'm kind of saying what books are going to speak to my heart and help
mm-hmm.
bring me comfort during this time. And so Unexpected Blessings, I hope, would do that for families. It kind of takes them through the five phases of special needs parenting and walks them through what that's going to look like because I observed it in my parents and then I'm experiencing it now. And so I know how it feels in those first days and some of us can get stuck in that woe is me time.
Right.
And then, like you and I have both taken the steps to get, I call phase five when you're ready to become an advocate and you're ready to turn around and see who's behind you
mm-hmm.
and to make their path easier. And so it takes families on that journey through those five phases. And it even talks about self-care and routines because that's part of this new normal
yeah.
that you have when you become a special needs family. And so That's kind of my go-to book to just hand to families right now and say, this is where you start. And
yeah.
these will help you take the next steps, and then you can dig in deeper with some of the other resources. I mean, we have so many friends writing books, so many amazing
things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so it's a good branching out to see what you need to dig a little deeper. But my book is a really good overview of what special needs parents go through.
Go through in the journey. So, Well, I just want to thank you again for taking this time to just kind of step away and for us to have this conversation, because I really felt this morning when I woke up and I was thinking about kind of the shift in what we were doing with our podcast content and what parents needed to hear in this season, I felt like, you know, after I heard your message last night, this is what one of the things that parents need to hear. It's okay to take care of yourself. There are certain things that you can put in place. And again, it's not like we're going to step away and have an hour of quote unquote me time. That's not going to happen in our world.
Right.
But there are things that we can do, whether it's limiting what you're watching and filling your mind with something good, you know, having that key verse like you talked about, menu planning like you talked about, just to make those steps easier. But again, people can find your list on your website, so we'll have all that information there. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful that we have technology and that we can have this conversation with you in Houston and me in Tennessee. So
yeah, I know. You're always such an encouragement. Thank you for thinking of others and making this happen so that even more people can be encouraged and feel supported during this lonely time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you're so aware of what our community needs are and meeting those needs. And so thanks for inviting me to kind of step in and fill this role today.
Well, I appreciate it so much. So check out Sandra's stuff. We'll have the links for you. So again, Sandra, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. We would like to thank Jimmy Thorpe and Patrick Mayberry for providing the music for our podcast today. If you like what you hear, please take a minute to leave us a rating and review. This helps others like you find our content more easily. You can learn more about how Rising Above Ministries is encouraging the special needs community by checking out our website at risingaboveministries.org or by finding us on Facebook and Instagram. We look forward to connecting with you.